Truman Medical Center treated nearly 100,000 patients last year, but lately hospital leaders have been trying to figure out how to prevent people from getting sick and becoming patients in the first place. Truman CEO John Bluford has been waging a wellness campaign, promoting better nutrition and advising against eating junk food. So what's a McDonald's doing right inside a main hospital entrance? KCUR's Alana Gordon reports.
It's lunchtime at Truman's main city campus, and with thousands of hungry employees, plus patients and visitors, the eating area is busy. You've basically got two options. Down the hallway from the hospital's entrance on Charlotte Street, people are ordering food in the main cafeteria.
Grilled turkey burger with pepper jack cheese and lots of onions.
A roast beef sandwich.
A salad. It's got some feta cheese, some chicken, your greens, strawberries.
I really like the soups.
But the first place you hit when you walk in the hospital is your other option.
I'm gonna help you one, please.
McDonald's.
I'm having two McChickens and a medium fry.
Quarter pounder.
I'm having a double cheeseburger.
Fries.
Fish sandwich and a Diet Coke. I've been craving it.
For Camille Berg, whose mom is in surgery, eating a juicy, familiar burger hits the spot.
It's more convenient.
For Truman CEO John Bluford, who's been trying to make nutritious food more widely available, deciding where to eat isn't hard.
I think I'm going to have some green beans, please.
I recently caught up with him for lunch in the cafeteria.
And I'd like to try this roasted chicken today.
Bluford says hospitals need to be setting the example for healthy lifestyles and diet. More than half of patients coming to Truman have at least one chronic disease.
You are what you eat. I think it's critical. And many of our disease elements are diabetes, hypertension, congested heart failure. Good nutrition has a significant impact on each of those diseases.
As chair last year of the American Hospital Association, Bluford issued a call to action, mapping out how hospitals can serve as better leaders of wellness. At Truman, that's translated to a lot of things. Fitness and nutrition tips are now posted on elevators and hallways and in staff emails. Baked chips have replaced regular ones in vending machines. The hospital launched a seasonal farmers market and is working to open a full-service grocery store a few blocks away where affordable fresh produce is hard to come by. Another visible change took place right here in the cafeteria. It was remodeled about a year and a half ago. The salad bars expanded. That case full of cakes and pies, gone. Now you can still get burgers, cookies, even fries. But the hospital's food vendor, Morrison, says it's now using less sugar, sodium, and fat in a lot of the food it prepares.
How are you ladies doing?
Fine.
Good.
Bluford and I sit down for lunch in an employee section. About 10 feet in front of us is the wall to the McDonald's. I ask him about this. We pause from eating.
Not good.
Bluford says there's a place for fast food, but having it in the hospital, at a main entrance no less, goes against the core of his wellness campaign.
When you come in, you could be very well be on the way to your diabetic clinic appointment or going to see the bariatric surgeon for your weight problem, and you're passing a McDonald's on the way. That's an inconsistent message.
Truman's not the only health center that has a McDonald's. They're in 27 hospitals around the country. Bluford says 20 years ago, when this McDonald's lease was signed, putting fast food establishments in hospitals was a popular trend. It made sense from a business standpoint.
Those franchises used to pay a nice penny to lease the space, so hospitals needed the revenue. And that's no different than what happened at Truman Medical Centers in 1992.
Under the terms of the contract signed at that time, which is public record, McDonald's pays Truman rent plus 8% of its annual gross sales over $1 million. The lease is for up to 25 years, with McDonald's making the decision every 5 years whether to renew it. This means McDonald's could exercise its final 5-year renewal soon. Bluford didn't want to talk about details of the deal, but he says in the last year he's been looking into replacing the restaurant. Both the McDonald's Corporation and the local owner declined KCUR's requests for interviews about the situation, but they did issue some statements. McDonald's says it's proud of its menu and the evolving choices offered at the restaurant. It's not about where you eat, the company says, but what and how much you choose to consume. Outside on Charlotte Street, right in front of the McDonald's and the cafeteria. Kina Olsley waits for a ride after her prenatal visit. She says it's nice to have a choice between a burger from McDonald's or a salad or pizza from the cafeteria.
So you got both, you know, and most people want a variety, so I don't see nothing wrong with it.
The hospital hopes its wellness efforts will make it easier for employees, patients, and the community to make healthy choices. But within its doors, at least for now, food options will still include a quarter pounder, fries, and a Coke. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.